In 1776, just as the colonies were winning their independence from England, Adam Smith, the Scottish philosopher and economist who formed the current economic situation in America over 200 years later, was telling the world that competition enhances motivation and is beneficial for performance of both the individual and the group. To an extent, this seems to be concurrent with what Chazal tell us in Bava Basra, Daf Chof Bezim and Aleph, Kinas Sofrim Tarbe Chachma. Jealousy among those that are in the Beis Midrash increases the wisdom of Torah. Yet, if you look carefully, both at the Gemara and at the Rishonim and Mefarshim, you'll see that Hashtrafas HaTorah is quite to the contrary. Not that Adam Smith is wrong necessarily in a free market and as an economist, but in Beis Medrash, there's no place for Tina. What about the Gemara? Doesn't the Gemara say, Tina Sofrim Tarbe Chachma? The Gemara is very limited. The Gemara is talking about a specific case where there's a yeshiva that exists in a community and people always send to that yeshiva. And all of a sudden, young whippersnappers come and decide we're going to have smart boards and develop a new yeshiva which is going to have the cutting edge in education and educational philosophy, educational theory. We'll do a better job. So the Gemara says, in the studios that deal with competition, although in many situations competition is prohibited, when it comes to Torah, the aggregate sum of the Jewish people is going to be victorious. That means, if there is a yeshiva that was pariv, and all of a sudden another yeshiva does a better job, then kina sofrim tarbe chachma, the jealousy, the competition among the yeshivos, between the two of them, is going to create more Torah for the Jewish people. So Chazal said, even though in most situations, if it's going to be a financial situation where two businesses are competing, then no. They have to be very careful and wary of too much competition, ruinous competition. But in a situation where the yeshiva might even put the other one out of business, we say that's permitted because kinas sofrim tar b'chachma, there's no economic competition when it comes to yeshivos, because the result is going to be more Torah. That's it. That's the only time the concept of kinas sofrim tar b'chachma, that competition will create more Torah, appears in Chazal. That doesn't mean that a person in a Beis Medrash should say, that person's learning X amount, I'm going to be learning X amount, I'm jealous of him, I want to learn X amount too. Or a person buys a certain esrod or spends a certain amount of money on a mitzvah, I'm jealous, I want to do the same thing. That is not kinasor from Tam B'chachma. That is not the Derech Hashem. This is the approach of Rashi in Koheles Perek Dalad, Pasuk Dalad. The Pasuk says, V'ra'isi ani es kol amal ves kol tishron ha-ma'aseh. Ki kinas ish miriehu, dam ze hevel urus ruach. Says Rashi, first part, V'ra'isi ani es kol amal, I've seen all man's work, negative things that people do. Ves kol tishron ha-ma'aseh, and all kosher, all the appropriate things people do, all the Torah, all the mitzvos, but both of them, kihi tinas ish merehu, whether it's negative or positive, whether it's Torah or averos, if it's shoresh, if its result is if it's the result of tinas ish merehu, says Shlomo Melech, dam ze hevel ur usruach. This is void and negative and terrible. So whether it's something which is inappropriate that a person is doing, and a person is jealous of someone else's money and steals to get another person's money or to have a similar matching bank account, or a person motivates himself to proceed in Torah and mitzvos, Because of Kinas Ishmerehu, says Shlomo HaMelech, according to Rashi, Dam Zehevel or Usruach. This concept is conveyed likewise by Rabbeinu Yonah. In Pirkei Avos, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Chav Zayin, the Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Elazar HaKapar Omer, HaKina, VeHaTaiva, VeHaKavod, Motzien Es Adam in Olam. Jealousy and strong desire and honor remove a person from this world. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, the exact same shot as Rashi. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, there's different types of kina. There's terrible kina. There's kina which is not so bad, and there's kina which you think is okay. Depends what it's for. If it's kina that you want people to be rishayim, that's terrible. But what about if you want to use it to motivate you to be a tzaddik? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, the exact same thing. V'zeh she'amar Shlomo HaMelech, Ra'isi yini es tol ha'omel es tol tishon ha'masa, the exact same shot as Rashi. Even tishon ha'masa, if it's because of kina, it's inappropriate. In fact, the Medrash Shmuel, the virtual Shita Mitrabetzes on Pirkei Avos, that quotes so many different mepharshim, quotes from Mari Lirma on that Mishnah, that he says that that's the intent of all three of the tuchunos mentioned in the Mishnah. Hakina, ve'ataiva, ve'akavod. Kina means a person learns just he's jealous of another person. Taiva means a person learns because he sees that in Kollel they're paying nice salaries. He's jealous. People in Kollel have it easy. They have a nice financial arrangement. He wants to do that too. That's taiva. And kavod means to be mechubad. Oh, Rabbi so-and-so, says Maria Lerma, all three of those are inappropriate. That is the intent of the Mishnah. Motzien es ha'adam min ha'olam. That is not the appropriate way to serve Hashem. It doesn't mean that if a person has a certain level of kina, then it's the same as the Aseres Nibros, kina, wasachmod. But clearly, that's not what kina from Tamar Chachma means. That's not the ideal way to motivate a person in Torah Mitzvos. In fact, there's a letter, a very beautiful letter, Revolbi, in Alei Shur, Chelot Aleph quotes, there are three mechtavim, three different letters that are very important concepts for B'nai Yeshiva and for B'nai Torah in general. Michtav Rishon is a letter, we don't know if it's a fictitious letter or if it's a letter which is actually written by a boy who is in yeshiva, and he writes, Zavaleich, it's just not going. He doesn't feel the same passion, the same motivation, the same enjoyment. He really just doesn't appreciate being in yeshiva. Says Revobi, based upon his conversation with the boy is suffering from comparison and competition. He's assessing himself based upon others. And since he's assessing himself based on others' performance, he's not happy with who he is. Says Revobi, just know, it's very normal. You're an adolescent. Adolescents are really unaware of who they are. They're in the stages of discovery. So as you're trying to discover yourself, you compare yourself to others. But says Revobi, first of all, you'll outgrow it. And even now, your goal is to focus on who you are. Your own beautiful tuchunas nefesh, your characteristics that you can use to serve Hashem, not comparison to others. Says Revolbi, the bracha that you make in the morning can be the key to understanding your situation and solution. You make a bracha every morning, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, She'asa Li Kol Tzarki, who made for me all my needs. Focus on the beautiful person that you are, not the comparison you are to someone else. At the same time, although we've demonstrated that the concept of kinas sof from tar b'chachma is not really the way for a ben Torah to live his life, for a bas Torah to grow in avodas Hashem, to an extent, there is something to be said for modeling. Modeling means that in a vacuum, you might not realize what you're capable of, but looking around and seeing what others do, you say, hey, you know, Taka, I can do that. I thought that I can only learn an hour a day. I see that this person's learning 2 hours a day. Oh, Taka, maybe I can do that too. What's the difference between modeling and jealousy? Jealousy, by definition, implies lacking. Jealousy means that unless I have what my friend has, either taking it away from my friend or having an exact copy, I myself am lacking. I'm jealous of that person. Modeling means, no, I want to aspire for greatness because I appreciate the beauty of Torah, the wonderful zechus to do mitzvos. I want to maximize myself. But sometimes, if I look in a vacuum, I don't know how to maximize myself. If I see what others are doing, I say, oh, he's doing that? It's amazing. I can do that too. Mashal ma'adar adome, a person just downloaded Windows 10. A person wants to maximize it. So he sees his friend is using this thing called Cortana, which is a virtual assistant. Oh, that's what you can do with Windows 10? Amazing, show me how to do it. Not that you feel lacking without it, but you want to maximize what you just discovered, so you search for others to help you on your own journey. Modeling can work beautifully, but modeling can never be its near rival, jealousy, which focuses on lacking if you don't do what your friends are doing. That seems to be the Hashgachas HaTorah. What about psychological research? What does research say about the concept of competition? There's a phenomenal article published in 2012 in Psychological Bulletin of the American Psychological Association. And the article is entitled The Competition Performance Relation, a meta-analytic review and test of the opposing processes model of competition and performance. And the authors quote that for many, many years, the Rishonim and the Achronim Lahavdil were bothered, is competition helpful or hurtful? They quote, on the one hand, the Roman poet Ovid that said, a horse never runs so fast as when he has other horses to catch up and outpace. On the other hand, the English philosopher and political theorist Thomas Hobbes, already in the mid-1600s, in 1651, argued that competition undermines motivation and is usually detrimental to performance. And they then quote the Hungarian composer Béla Bartók, who said, competitions are for horses, not artists. Direct opposition to Ovid. So which is right? Does competition work or does it not work? Is it detrimental or is it helpful? And they conducted a meta-analysis. A meta-analysis means that they reviewed all the literature, went through each of the experiments and hypotheses that were presented in the rest of the literature, and reanalyzed it together as a whole. And then they did their own experiments to confirm their own hypotheses. And they were caught in a bind. There are two different opinions. Mitzad echad, some people think that competition is phenomenal. It's a great motivator, Adam Smith. Others think that it's a terrible motivator. It actually undermines performance. Who's right? So they went through the meta-analysis. They looked at all the experiments and assessed them and mathematically calculated the results. They found something amazing. They found that the relationship between competition and performance is null. That means there is no relationship between a situation of competition, whether it's individual competition against himself or competition against others, situational competition, any competition is absolutely unrelated to performance, which means, ostensibly, everyone's wrong. Competition doesn't undermine performance. It also doesn't make performance better. Either way, it has absolutely null connection. Nothing. Nada. Zero. And they were stunned. What's going on? It has no connection? So then they came up with a new approach, what they call the opposing model of competition and performance. They explain that in reality, something happens in between. Between competition and performance, there's a middle level. On the one hand, competition helps performance in that it helps a person with cognition, helps a person with eagerness, with absorbing the task, persistence, sometimes focus. Those aspects can facilitate performance. On the other hand, there are also performance avoidance goals. People feel threatened. People feel worried, distracted. They can self-handicap. They can feel tense. They feel stressed. So what really happens between competition on the one side and the result performance are two different opposing forces. On the one hand, competition helps people be more motivated and persistent, eager, and focus better. On the other hand, competition has the exact same inverse reaction. It helps people feel more worried, stressed, and tense. Sakha kol, what is the net result? No, absolutely nothing. Fascinating. So if you look at it ostensibly, competition is not connected to performance, but in reality, there's a lot going on. Dvarim v'go, what's going on? There is an entire middle level that competition helps a person and hurts a person. So this underscores the fact that yes, competition might be a motivator in some ways, but there are also many negative aspects of competition. So what does it mean for us? It does show, really, to an extent, the concept of chinuy sofrim. So financially, perhaps, if it's you're in a financial situation where there's no feelings that are involved, it's just crunching the numbers, maybe competition is beneficial. But in Avodas Hashem, where stress and negativity in Avodas Hashem is clearly a goal which a person does not want, then a chinuy sofrim might seem to be productive, but in both the short term and the long term, it's really maladaptive. But the good news is that if a person can focus only on the performance approach, the positive goals of competition without the negative goals, what I was referring to before is modeling, that is, the person says, oh, someone else did it, so I can do it too. It can create eagerness, persistence. That's the positive side. That's not really competition. That's to model and say, oh, he or she did it. I can copy that. Then you're left without the negative aspects of competition. Because if you model, you're using someone else to propel you further, then a person can have the positive aspects without the negative aspects. We should all be zocheh to learn Torah and learn mitzvos with appreciation of the beauty of Chayi Olam Nata B'Sacheinu, not because of chinuy sofrim, which has within it the two-edged sword, performance approach goals and negativity, but modeling, which means we use others to encourage us to go higher and higher in Avodas Hashem.